Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Chris Fade.
My girls are learning French. I have picked up a lot of it now.
Say something.
Eiffel Tower.
Greedy Malik.
Yo, bro, never skip leg day. Where's my protein shake at?
And Big Rossi.
Yeah, I'm Jim Zaza.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
It's amazing to be on your show. Oh. Love you guys.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Good morning, UAE. Just gone 6 o'clock on your Thursday morning.
Yay, we made it.
Yay.
We made it, everyone.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, with me, Eddie, Pretty, and Big Rossi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How was your last 24 hours, Big Rossi?
Last 24 hours was good, yeah. What did I do? Just did some work. Did a little bit of work after the show for once. And then went home, picked up the kids from school, and yeah, just chilled at home. Made some cakes. That was nice.
What kind of cake?
I made like rainbow cake. I made it.
You made it?
Yeah.
With the kids.
You know those packs that you buy where it's just dead easy? You put the eggs in and the water.
And that's it. Yeah,
and a little bit of oil. And that's it.
Yeah.
Got one of them. So it was nice. The cake was delicious, actually.
Cute.
I enjoyed making them. So maybe we'll do cookies today. I've got one of those packs again. Makes it very easy.
That's really cute, though. I'm sure the kids really enjoyed that.
Yeah, they loved it. What did you do?
What did I yesterday was one of those days when I was the least productive I've ever been.
Really? You need days like that, though.
But I feel guilty.
Why?
Like, I feel like I have wasted a day.
Really?
By not doing anything. Oh, I mean, I ended up, I'm doing a lot more dance videos. So I ended up, you know, meeting up for dance practice for one of the videos at the end of the day. But, you know, when you just feel guilty and then you keep telling yourself, like, no, it's okay. You can have a day where you just literally do nothing.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I did on my day off this week.
You did nothing. But you feel this, like, pang of guilt. Like, no, wasting the day.
You need, like, a bit of a break mentally, I think.
Yeah,
like, we all do, but...
Yeah, but I think it's important to tell yourself, like, hey... It's okay to chill out and watch 3 episodes back to back of The Real Housewives of New York City.
Well, I noticed that you progressed from your back garden to the grass verges of the Springs neighborhood for your Instagram posts at the moment.
What do you mean?
There's a
photo. Oh, the photo. I was like, where did I go? I was trying to remember where I went.
You were like out in the street doing some photos. I saw on your Instagram last night.
Yeah, I was just walking around. And I was like, well, this is a nice tree. And I decided to take a photo. It's like, what is a tree? I have never seen a tree before. What is this thing that is sprouting out?
New phenomenon.
Oh, my goodness.
Where you lived before, there was not much... Greenery.
No.
Concrete jungle.
Where I lived my entire life, there has never been greenery.
So you're like, embracing the greenery.
Even the park that we used to play at as we were kids didn't have grass. It was just concrete.
Was that Rego Park?
Yeah. It's just, but like the name of the town that I'm, neighborhood that I'm from is Rego Park. There is no park. In Rego Park. Like, our park is just a concrete area where kids play.
Oh.
And that's the road. It. Hey!
This is it. That's it. That's our Rego Park. That's
but, like,
it.
Is the only greenery in New York just that massive central park?
No, there are parks. There are, like, several parks. Just not in my neighborhood. Yeah. Not what I've grown up
in. And I love what they've done with the train line these days as well in New York. They've turned that into greenery as well, right?
Oh, you mean the High Line?
Yeah, the High Line.
Yeah, that's really nice as well.
What's the High Line?
Mostly concrete. Just a little bit of grass on the side.
The High Line is an old railway
train track,
line that's been turned into a park. Unbelievable.
It's just like a walking park.
There you go. Wow. Okay.
Because we always need to be on the move. Well, there you go. Now that you know that, I don't know what you learned from this conversation. Maybe you can add to it.
Yes.
Right? 0487155544. We need you on the phone. But we're back with the great Thursday show. Your chance to win, of course, 10,000 dirhams cash at 7:10. Your prank phone calls are back. Of course, we're going to be talking about the Euros as well. Let's get started. 0487155544.
We've got Salma on the line. Good morning, Salma.
Good morning, guys. Yeah. What a nice way to wake up too. Oh my God, I'm literally still in bed and I'm so surprised you called me.
Oh, Salma, good morning. Yay, happy Thursday.
Good morning, happy Thursday.
Thanks for texting in this morning. How are you?
Well, I'm very well because you guys asked me why I haven't been calling for quite some time. And the only reason why, you will not believe it, I got a car, okay? And it's American specs. And it does not give me the frequency for Virgin Radio for about like 6 months now. And that's why I decided to sell the car back because I cannot listen to you guys.
No way.
Yes. I swear, and this is the only time why this is the only time I listen to you on my way to work.
Right, so you're saying that you can't get off frequency?
No, she sold the car back. So what did you get now?
I'm selling it.
Oh my goodness.
It's out in the market.
Wow. Salma, that is some dedication to Virgin Radio. We love you.
You give me that vibe. I can't believe it's like a family gone away from me.
Aww. Oh my. Okay, so someone buy Salma's car.
Please.
So that she can get another car so she can listen to us again.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That's what you got to always check before you buy a car that we're on there, you know?
Yes.
Yes, this one, I'll make sure one of the texts is like, does it show Virgin Radio?
Exactly. That should be on the list. Like, they should write it. You know, when they write all the leaders and engines and all that stuff. I don't care about that. Tell me if Virgin Radio's on it.
I need help with the new good car specification. I'm horrible in buying. Obviously, you can tell my
car. Salma, what was your last car, the one you got rid of because it didn't have us? What was the brand?
Actually, the one I got rid of or about to get rid of is a Chevrolet Silverado. It's a truck.
Is that a Chevrolet? Did you say?
Yeah.
A lot of the American cars sometimes.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
They don't understand us.
I can't get it.
Maybe if if you do it manually, it will go in. I don't know. Like, if you do it manually.
I can't drive manually, no, and it's auto.
No, Selma, not the car, the radios. No, so in the States, right, our radio stations.
I tried everything.
In the States, our radio stations are only on odd numbers. They're not on even numbers. So every single radio station is, it's like 100.3, 103.5. Like, there's no.
Right.
There's no even number. So if you get an American spec'd car. Mm. Well, maybe you can get the same car, but just ask them for the UAE version.
No,
you're getting rid of it.
Dealing with Chevrolet, yes. But this is a good thing. This is a good thing to know. Like, I didn't know American Spec does not have this kind of even number, only odd number. Okay,
it's okay. Someone will buy your car. We're putting the energy out into the universe, mm-hmm. as Mazakim would say, mm-hmm. and
it's
hopefully
not. I'm gonna call you back and I'll ask you to change your frequency. 4.3 or something.
You're amazing, Salma. Have the best day ever and the best weekend. We love you.
Thank you. I love you guys too. Bye.
Bye. Once you sell the car, call us.
Yeah.
And let us know you got a car with Virgin Radio.
Yes.
Virgin Radio. Pretty Malik's gossip.
So a little while ago, mm-hmm. on the show, we had talked about Ryan Reynolds coming up to talk about his own anxiety and struggles with mental health and how an amazing thing that is when a celebrity of that nature is openly talking about it, because it's a conversation a lot more people need to have, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he's now releasing a brand new movie. It's coming out, I think, today in theaters, The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. And in the movie, his character, Michael Bryce, is shown to be in therapy. So while he was doing press for the movie, Ryan Reynolds was asked if it was an intentional move to kind of show that side of a human being, of an action hero, especially after Ryan opened up. And he responded by saying, listen, it wasn't intentional at all. But what the real conversation that needs to be had here is that we need to discuss mental health struggles every day in real life.
When you're not alone in something that you're going through, when you realize you're not alone, it unburdens you in a way that it's almost indescribable. So for me, it's you know, I wish my dad, who's, you know, passed away years ago, but I wish he was a guy that talked about, you know, what was going on inside, because I feel like I knew him better, you know. So having kids now, I want to make sure that a lot of that is destigmatized, and I want to make sure that I'm modeling for my own children what it's like to feel anxiety or confused or sad or angry, that there's space for all these things.
So good. Love Ryan Reynolds and what he's doing.
Yeah.
Now, this week I told you the entire cast and crew of The Devil Wears Prada reunited to celebrate 15 years of the film. Mm-hmm. Now, will there ever be a sequel? A lot of fans have always been expecting it. This is what director David Frankel and screenwriter Aline Brosh McKenna said.
We had one phone call where we said, what could we do if there were a sequel? And maybe it was stupid. We really felt like, no, this story has been told.
You know, magazines and magazine publishing have changed so much since then. I mean, listen, this is a period of time where you take a physical book and you bring it to someone's house every day so that they can, you know, leaf through it. And maybe they still do that, but I doubt it.
So they're saying, no, it's not possible. Mm-hmm. So fans were like really upset after watching that. But now the author of the book, you know, it's based on the book, mm-hmm. The Devil Wears Prada. Lauren Weisberger says there's a lot of interest right now in a possible TV series. So we may be getting a Devil Wears Prada TV series.
That's where a lot of the money is now. And a lot of the stars are going to TV, right? So
you're so right about that. Like everyone wants to do something either on Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, Apple TV, wherever it is, right?
Would you watch it?
100%. You know I would. You know I would. And finally, new music from Ed Sheeran is literally just days away. His single Bad Habits comes out on June 25th. He's been teasing the single, and this week he posted up a teaser for the video, which is very reminiscent of Michael Jackson's Thriller. He's like in makeup, like he's walking the street. You need to go look at it on his Instagram.
Wow.
Okay. It's like if Thriller was reimagined.
Teddy's photos on the gram.
Yes, that's right. And it looks like maybe his album is going to be called Minus or Subtract or something to do with that. Because remember he did Plus. He did Divide. He did Multiply, I think. So it looks like it may be Minus. We'll see what happens.
Either that or Pi.
Either that or Pi. We'll see what happens. But June 25th, cannot wait to hear the brand new single, Bad Habits, by Ed Sheeran.
Exciting. Hit us with the tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fry.
Time for a throwback prank right now by Chris Fade. Remember the song title Phone Call? That's where we call up somebody and we have to get as many song titles in from an artist as possible. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I like those ones.
This was a good one. We had song titles from Sean Paul and we called up an AC repair company.
Oh, dear.
Have a listen.
Give me some sort of Sean Paul song title.
Ever Blazing, there's one. We Be Burning. Temperature, there's a good one. You Give Me what? The Light.
But do you realize that a lot of Sean Paul songs are related to some sort of heat?
No, but okay, try to get this one in. Got to Love You, Get Busy, Like Glue.
Okay, hold on. I've got to write these down. Got to Love You, Get Busy,
we'll be
Like Glue.
No, Hold On.
Hold On. That's another song
We
from
Be
him.
Burning.
We Be Burning, yep. Yeah. Temperature.
Give It Up to Me.
You got to give it up to
get
me.
Get Busy.
Get busy. Okay. All right, so I got some song titles in front of me. Let's call the air conditioning place right now. How many can I get? What do you think?
I reckon 7.
All right, pretty.
7. I'm going to go 10.
All right.
10.
Here we go. It's the Sean Paul name game right here on the Chris Fade Show.
Good morning.
No lie, I was meaning to call you guys, and I got through.
I'm sorry?
The temperature is really, really hot, like to the point where we be burning, and I'm wondering if you guys can help me.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm sitting on this couch, and it's leather, and I'm like stuck like glue to it because of the perspiration in the air, and I'm wondering if I can get my air conditioning fixed.
Yeah, sure. Where are you located?
In Dubai, and, you know, it used to work really well, but now it's never going to be the same. It seems to be broken, and I'm ever blazing in this room.
Okay, we can arrange for a team to visit, yeah? And if it requires your assistance...
Hold on!
Yeah?
Hold on.
Yes?
Give me a light. Do you have a pen? Actually, give me a light. Do you fix lights?
No, not lights.
Oh, only...
Air conditioning system only.
No.
And major home appliances.
Gosh, got to love you, guys. You're great.
We?
Yeah. I mean, if I paid you, would you give it up to me? Like, as in, if I paid to fix the air conditioning, would you give your service up to me?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
We can arrange for them to visit, but I'll need your exact location in Dubai, please.
Okay, I'll give you that in a second. It's Studio City, but do you take cash or can I pay with diamonds and gold? Because I have a lot of more than diamonds, more than gold everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Cash only.
Oh, only cash.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll have to break out of the house here and I'll come down and see you. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
What's
your exact location, please, in Studio City?
I'll tell you later. I'll call you back. I just get busy. Get busy. I got okay. very busy.
Okay. Just let us know, then we'll arrange for a team to visit.
Okay, get busy.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Football fever, obviously, here in the country. And I guess around the world, the Euros are on officially today. You have a few matches, big ones. I think the big one everyone's looking at is Denmark-Belgium, right?
Yeah.
At 8 o'clock. That's a big one. But we were just talking about World Cup songs, well, football songs in general. I feel like every time there's a big football tournament, certain songs always make it back into the charts.
They do, yeah, yes, certainly. In fact, maybe I reckon, wouldn't surprise me if Three Lines on a Shirt is back in the UK charts, to be honest.
And what song is that?
It's coming home, it's coming, football's coming home.
And that's like a song for England.
Yeah.
Which they use in the World Cup.
And there was another one called Vindaloo, which has been redone by a few comedians this time around. That's na na na.
It's called Vindaloo.
Na na na, na na na, na na.
Why is it called Vindaloo?
And we all like Vindaloo. Because we love Vindaloo. Why else would it be called that?
That is amazing. Okay, so a few years ago when the World Cup was on, you and Chris decided to go up against each other and create your own football anthems.
We did, yeah.
Right, like World Cup anthems.
Yeah, we went up against each other and we had a challenge, right? I created this song with a couple of mates who were teachers, and Chris did it on his own in the studio.
Yes, he did it on his own.
But so I had help.
You did. Do you remember who won that battle?
Who was it, Eddie?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think it was even 50-50.
It was 50-50. Okay, yeah. Well, let's...
Absolutely not.
It was.
Let's do this all over again, Rossi.
It wasn't.
Who was it?
I won.
You won? I don't remember.
I don't remember asking that.
Guys, this is the best song I ever wrote.
I can't even remember what these songs sound like. So we're going to do it now. Now, these were technically for the World Cup, but we'll pretend like they're for the Euros.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, because Chris's is very World Cup central, I seem to remember. But
okay, so let us know. You can call us at 048-715-544 or text us at 4008. Which song do you like better? This is song number one by Chris Fade. I can't even remember what this sounds like. It is called The Cup Is Here. Go for it.
Yeah. Every 4 years, something magical happens. Something beautiful that unites the world together as one. And this year, it begins. The World Cup 2018. Here we go, here we go, here we go now. Yeah, the scene is set. 32 teams representing.
Yep, all playing for that one cup. That one cup that gives them the love cup. Yeah, ahla wa sahla, you see. Victory, victory, victory.
Blood, sweat, and all those tears. It's time to show, hide your fears. Yo,
Russia, you're looking so beautiful. Saudi, doing what you gotta do. Egyptians got that fella, the fella, the fella, the fella, Mo Salah, what? Ronaldo or Messi, it doesn't matter cause it's all about the message. 32 teams putting it on the line, but it doesn't matter. They're all gonna shine, yo. Iowa, Iowa, it's time to cheer. One love, one love, the cup is here. Iowa, Iowa, it's time to cheer. One love, one love, the cup is here.
Yeah, one love, one love.
That is Chris Fade's entry for the best song or whatever. The cup is here.
I don't speak Arabic, but why is he? I know Awa means water, so why is he going water, water,
no,
the cup is here?
He's saying Iowa.
Iowa, not Ara.
Iowa means like, yeah.
Oh, I thought the song was sponsored by Awa.
No, no. Okay, so that is Chris's song. Now, we understand that was for the World Cup, but we're pretending like it's for the Euros. Vote for your favorite, 048-715-544 or at 4008. Chris isn't here to defend himself, but you can vote for his song. Or you can vote for Big Rossi's song, which we're about to hear.
Yeah.
Would you like to say anything about it before
we play? Yes, I would. I went down to the Swiss International School Music, music hall. This would have been in 2018. And I went to see Mr. Nolan, who is, I think he's high up now in that school, deputy head. Anyway, we created a band called Big Rossi and the Chinos.
Okay.
Because school teachers like to wear chinos. And this is Football's the Winner.
Okay.
This is a song.
Let's hear it. This is it.
Play this across the country this weekend.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. North, east, south, west, badge on your chest.
football's the winner tonight. Salah, Messi, Ronaldo and Kane, 32 countries unite. You wouldn't believe 7 billion people watching 32 teams. You'd have to agree the football's the winner tonight. North, East, South, West, badge on your chest. Football's the winner tonight. Maradona, handball, Suarez, ear bite. Who plays the villain tonight? You wouldn't believe 7 billion people watching 32 teams. You'd have to agree football's the winner tonight. La 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 la.
England, Scotland and Ireland.
And that's Wales? It. Wales?
And Wales, sorry, for Wales, oh. Forgot.
I already have my favourite already.
Okay, well, who are you voting for?
Big Rossi.
Oh, Eddie.
Yeah.
Thanks, Eddie. Thanks, mate.
Do you want to know who I'm voting for? You want to know?
Well, no surprise who it is.
Big Rossi.
You're joking.
Yeah, I just realized.
You're only saying that because he's not here. Imagine if he was here.
Oh, please, I'd say it to his face. But I have to say that was pretty good. Very British.
Yeah.
I feel like it's very British. I can't imagine, like, Portugal going for this song as their song.
Well, maybe. You never know.
I feel like
someone says here, Chris wins. Rossi's is too cheesy.
See,
British.
It's too British.
Rue the Aussie, that is. Whatever, mate. You're just Australian, so you're going for Chris. And yeah, you know, that's what happens when you get an Australian to write a song. You get Chris's, which is absolutely horrible.
Okay, all right, calm
down. Not only are the Australians rubbish at football, okay, apart from Tim Cahill. I love you, mate. You're one of my favourite players of all time. But they can't do football songs, unfortunately.
Hmm. I said, whoa, calm down, Rossi. You okay?
Yeah, sorry.
Did you get it off your chest?
Sorry, Rue.
That's a lot of pent-up aggression from 2018 there.
Kathy is on the line. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, good morning.
Who are you voting for?
I'm definitely voting for Big Rossi.
Yes.
He sings so well.
Yeah, he does sing very well.
Thank you. That's
appreciate
one for
that. Kathy, thank you for your call. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. Let's go with Taylor now. Hi, okay. Taylor. How are you?
Good. I vote for Rossi.
Oh, you're so cute.
Yes.
And right now we're at the Swiss school.
You're at the Swiss school?
You're joking.
We've been going there for 4 years.
For 4 years.
We love Mr. Nolan.
Say hello to Mr. Nolan. He's the best teacher ever. Don't tell my wife, all right?
Yeah. Yay.
Thank you, Taylor. Have a great day at school, okay?
And hi to Kingsley as well, okay?
Okay.
Bye. Oh, yes, I'm getting the 8 year olds. I'm getting the 8 year olds in.
Target demographic.
Anyone voting for Chris here? Maybe Rue. Good morning, Rue. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, mate. How are you?
Oh, there he is, the Australian. What are you saying? Why are you voting for Chris?
Well, if I remember correctly, back when this competition happened, it was supposed to be a song about the World Cup.
Correct.
Right? And you did a very English version, whereas Chris encompasses the whole feeling of the World Cup.
Right.
You're just too British and you had to go the British way.
Excuse me, listen, I'm just clever, you see, because now that song is getting used again.
Excuse me, British and clever, those two don't go together.
Money. Take your money. The Chris Bates Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles and joining, or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
Nothing makes us happier than to give you the cash every single day with a pop quiz. All thanks to Rack Bank.
Yes, it does indeed. And who is playing for 10,000 dirhams this morning? The person is Kat. Good morning, Kat.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Hi.
You're on.
Kat.
How are you this morning? Are you good?
I can't believe I'm on.
Are you excited for the weekend?
Yeah, very excited.
Good. Right, get that phone to your ear. We want to be able to hear nice and clear on the radio.
I've got my phone to my ear. I'm pulled over. I'm getting out the car.
Good.
Good.
Right. What are you doing? Can you hear me? Yes. Yeah. What are you doing?
My husband's just literally driving me to work and then him and the kids to school.
Oh, okay. And what do you do, Kat?
I own a salon 971 and I'm a hairstylist.
Oh, no way. Nice. Sorry, what's your salon again? Give it a plug. What is it?
It's called Salon 971.
It's great. Is that after the international dialing code?
It is indeed. And the numbers mean basically something. They mean infinity. 971 together means 8. And it means infinity, yeah.
Infinity.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that at all. So that's amazing. And where are you located?
It's opposite Parkview Hospital in Arjan.
Okay, there you go. So ask for Kat if you're going to Salon 971.
Yeah. Was it easy to set up a business yourself? Was it an easy process?
It's not too bad, actually. I mean, I've set up salons in London. It was difficult in one way here. Because you don't get straight answers. But it wasn't too bad.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's amazing. Well, hopefully, Kat, we can get you 10,000 dirhams cash. You can put it back into the business or just keep it for yourself. Why not?
Thank you.
Okay, I've got the 10 questions in front of me. You know how this works, right?
I do. I can't believe it. I'm awful at this.
No, you'll be okay. You'll be okay. The key here is, Kat, if you don't know an answer, just say pass, okay?
Okay, I'll say pass, yeah.
Yeah, don't waste your time on it. If we have enough time, okay. We'll come back to it, okay?
Yeah, sure.
You ready?
Good luck, Kat.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, come on, Kat. Do it for Salon 971.
Thank you. I'm doing it.
Come on. Your 60 seconds on the pop quiz starts now. True or false, Kate Moss was a famous model?
True.
Who sings the songs Grenade and Leave the Door Open?
Pass.
Who plays the role of Captain America?
Captain America. Oh, gosh.
Pass it.
Who sings alongside Coldplay on the song Hymn for the Weekend?
Oh, my God. Pass.
In basketball, the New York Knicks is short for what?
Say that again.
In basketball, the New York Knicks is short for what?
The New York Knicks is short for what? Pass.
True or false, Ryan Gosling is Canadian?
True.
Cristiano Ronaldo moved 2 bottles of what from in front of him at a press conference?
Coke.
Who sings the songs Therefore I Am and No Time to Die?
Pass.
What is the capital of Germany?
Hamburg, Frankfurt.
Bugs Bunny is what type of animal?
A rabbit.
I'll give her that one. I'll give her that last one.
Oh my God, I'm so awful. Sorry about
400
that.
400 dirhams.
Oh God, that was so... They were so easy questions as well.
You were so awful that you had to walk to your husband.
I know.
Good hear
in
that.
In the middle of the pop quiz and ask for his help.
You know what? There's such a delay and he got out of the car and he was like, ah, they're shouting at me from inside the car.
See,
and I was like, I don't know what you're saying.
Kat, here, this is a true lesson for anyone who comes on the pop quiz. Do not get help from anyone. It will only slow you down and throw you off.
I know, sorry. I was trying not to, but I'm not. And Captain America, my kids are going to hate me.
I would have done the same thing as well. I would have cheated. So okay,
listen, you got 400 dirhams, which is amazing. What did you get wrong? Bruno Mars sings Grenade and Leave the Door Open. Captain America is Chris Evans. Beyonce sings alongside Coldplay for Hymn for the Weekend. The New York Knicks, my home team, short for the Knickerbockers. Not exactly the coolest name ever.
It's a dessert as well.
Yeah, the Knickerbocker. Billie Eilish sings Therefore I Am, No Time to Die. And Berlin is the capital of Germany, Kat.
Of course, I mean, Germany, I go there all the time.
When you're under pressure, it's totally different. And guess what? It's not only the fact that you won 400 dirhams, but on top of that, for your Thursday, how about this? A table for 4 to watch the group games, including food and soft drinks at La Canteen Stadium at Jumeirah Emirates Towers. That is yours as well.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're going to love this. This is located in the hotel's impressive ballroom. Large screens. Fans can cheer on their teams from the best seats in town, La Canteen Stadium at Jumeirah Emirates Towers. That is all yours. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. Have a fantastic day.
You too.
This is Virgin Radio. Pretty Malik's Gossip.
So Ariana Grande and James Corden have teamed up. And this is pretty cute. James Corden loves singing on his show.
Yeah.
He really, really does. He's got a good voice.
Yeah.
And he got newly married Ariana to join him to do a parody of Hairspray's Good Morning Baltimore. Instead, they wanted to sing about lockdown ending. Have a listen.
No lockdowns anymore. Time to go back to work indoors.
No more sweatpants or zooming in.
While I really watch Bridgerton.
No lockdowns anymore.
Traffic is so much worse than before.
What's such an ugly place to me?
What's an NFT?
Idea. Super, super cute. Yeah. Yeah, they did a really good job. It was like a whole production with like dancers, a set, everything. So you can watch that on their YouTube channel. Priyanka Chopra is among a group of celebrities who are going to be the newest faces of Victoria's Secret.
Oh.
Now, they canceled their amazingly famous fashion show back in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like there will be no longer any Victoria's Secret angels. They've scrapped that whole thing, and they're going with a brand new, like, rebrand of Victoria's Secret, and Priyanka's going to be part of that campaign, along with other celebrities.
Okay.
Now Victoria's Secret is aiming to be more inclusive and appeal to a wider audience to inspire change and positivity, which I think is amazing, because a lot of times we just looked at that and looked at ourselves and went, wow, we look nothing like those models.
Yeah. So, and they're just being associated with that.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So hopefully this is going to be a new change for Victoria's Secret. And finally, everyone's going back to their ex. So we know J-Lo and Ben Affleck are back together.
Benifo!
We were looking at Angelina Jolie, who is possibly back with her first ex-husband, right? And now it looks like Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott are back on. The rapper was honored with an award in New York City. Travis ended his speech by saying, "Stormy, I love you, and wifey, I love you." The two attended the event together with their daughter, super loved up. And to kind of confirm it further, Kylie posted a photo with Travis on Instagram. So they initially called off their relationship in 2019. There's been a lot of rumors about these two getting back together, and now it looks like it's actually happening.
Nice.
Yep, there you go.
Hit us with the tag, pretty.
Peace out, home fries. So since it's a Thursday, we want to spread positivity and we want to talk about what makes you happy. What is the one thing that's made you happy maybe in the last 24 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Eddie, what's made you happy in the last 24 hours? Something, it could be something small. It could be something big.
My son.
What did he do?
Yeah, he got his lines for his, he's doing a play.
Yes.
Next week for the ending of the school year.
Yeah.
And he got his lines perfectly.
Oh, what a cutie.
Yes, and I can't wait to see him like perform that play.
That is so sweet. A little bit of positivity there. Rossi, what made you smile in the past 24 hours?
Wales winning 2-0 against Turkey. Sorry, Nala, because you're a Turkish fan, but that made me smile. I was proud of Wales, actually. Not that far from my house, so well done.
It's all about the positivity. 0487155444. What made you happy? What's making you smile today? That's what we want to hear so that we can put a smile on everyone's face. Because hearing you two talk about that has made me happy. So 0487155444. What has made you happy in the last 24 hours?
Is that, are you really saying that we've made you happy? Have you got?
No, I wouldn't say that. Wouldn't be my answer. You made me happier.
Okay. What made you happy?
What made me happy is I'm really getting back into dance fully. I'm working on two videos already and more to come.
Nice.
So that's making me happy because that really is my passion. So it's about finding that little glimmer of just positivity in your day.
Mm.
Like something could be going wrong, work, this, whatever it is, bills to pay, but you just got to look for that little glimmer of hope.
What do you think Jeff is happy about? Like organizing his cupboards, maybe?
Probably. He made a really good chicken curry yesterday. He was very proud of himself. He was very, very happy about that. So.
He needs to like open up his own restaurant or something.
Imagine one day, Chef Jeff.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
What made you happy? Let's find out in the last 24 hours. Noah, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, mate. We're asking what made you happy. What's happy for you?
Well, I'm so happy today, honestly. My mom, she was so sick last week. And today in the morning, I called her. She's back in Syria. And she's very fine. And in the hospital, everybody told me she's doing good. And I'm really happy.
Oh, that's amazing.
Must have been a worrying time for you. You know, you're not sure if you can get back or something.
But it was really pressure because you're at work and, you know, like, and she's far away. I cannot be with her.
Yeah.
I cannot bring her here. So
yeah, but really luckily now she's all right, right? Everything's good?
Yes, she's very good now. I'm so happy for that.
Love it. Love it.
Amazing news.
Thank you so much for your call, mate. Let's go to who we got here. Bushra. Hi, Bushra.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're good. What is making you happy, Bushra?
So, alhamdulillah, after nearly a year apart, my husband and my two older kids, they repatriated to the UK July 8th, 2020.
Uh-huh.
And 2 days ago, I received my UK spouse visa approval. So, inshallah, in the next couple weeks, I'll be going with our one-year-old. We're going to be going and finally being reunited.
Oh, wow. So, wait, you haven't seen your husband and your other kids in a year?
I saw them in December.
In December.
And then I came back in January, and since then I haven't.
Oh.
That's tough, right? That's like almost 6 months.
That's crazy. Well, we're so excited for you. That's going to be amazing. Can't wait for the reunion.
You're going to love it. It's freezing, but you're going to love it.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's the best news I've received.
I'm sure you'll be coming back on to Dubai on holiday for sure. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Let's go to Yil, I think it is. Is it Yil? How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. What made you happy?
Hear me?
Yeah. What made you happy in the last 24 hours?
Yeah, I found a stray cat in my backyard 2 days ago, and I brought the cat. It was really sick. It was drooling and everything. Couldn't eat, drink. I brought her to a vet, and they told me to, you know, help this cat. It will cost 5,000 dirham. I couldn't afford that. But then I found this organization, Friends for Animals, and they helped me to bring the cat to some other veterinary, and now the cat is there and gonna have a surgery to be safe. And to be honest, yesterday I received a lot of good news, but that one was the one made me really smile. Really, it's the night before I couldn't sleep because this poor cat really couldn't swallow even. Now I feel, today I know it will be helped, and I really feel good today.
That's amazing. You should feel good. You've saved a life there.
Yeah.
That's a great feeling. I did the same with my cat. But
so good.
How old was the cat that you found?
I have no idea. It's a stray cat, but it's an adult cat.
Okay.
But a beautiful one, white with blue eyes. Whoever wants to adopt a cat, you know, this is really a gorgeous cat.
Great work. Well done. That's awesome, that Yil. Mm. Absolutely fantastic. Let's go to who we got here. Malia, how are you?
Hi, Rossi. How are you?
Go on. Give us the good news.
So basically, 1 month ago, I decided that I'd start going to the gym every day.
Yeah.
And just yesterday, I celebrated my 1 month anniversary.
Yay! Good job!
Yeah. That's positive. Yeah, good.
You know, it takes such determination and motivation to do that for 30 days straight. So well done. Are you going to keep it going?
Of course. I'm super motivated.
Oh, nice. That is so cool. Thank you for sharing that.
Hey, Melvin, give us some good news, mate.
I'll be celebrating my girlfriend's birthday with her for the first time in 3 years.
What?
First time in three years?
Yes, we've been doing long distance, so I just finally got to be with her on her birthday for the first time today.
Wow, that's crazy. How long have you been together for?
A bit more than 3 years.
A bit more than 3 years. And where was she living?
She's doing a medical college stuff in Russia.
In Russia, okay.
So she's just here for the vacations. So for the first time, we get to celebrate it together.
Wow, that's crazy.
So, any plans to get married?
Oh, straight in there, Rossi.
Not as of now.
No?
How old are you?
I'm 26.
Oh, come on. Put the ring on her finger.
So what's the plan? What's the plan first night tonight that you haven't seen? Where are you going to go?
Some fancy place, not decided yet. So, yeah. Got to take her somewhere fancy for dinner.
Come on, Melvin. We got to get the plans going. It's the first time in 3 years. You got to book a place, get a good table. What are you doing?
I need to plan it. I've been stressed. I don't know what to do, actually, where to take her.
Okay. Well, should we help him plan?
Yeah, why not? Where can he go? Okay, what type of food does she like?
Yeah.
Continental.
Okay. So
what's that mean? I only know what a continental breakfast is.
Like anything.
That's like a croissant. Well, what's continental? Anything, basically.
Yes, anything basically.
Okay, because we were talking about restaurants this week on the show. Instagrammable restaurants.
Yes, correct.
So what's good?
I mean, you could do one of those. There's always Hell's Kitchen is amazing.
Hell's Kitchen, yeah. Go and see the chef there, Craig's Best. He's a good friend of mine. He'll send over a dessert for you.
Oh, the sticky toffee pudding there is really good. Yeah. What else? There's a new hotel in town, right? SLS. That's a new hotel. New restaurants.
We were talking about.
I heard Amazonico is really good.
Amazonico and DIFC, Instagrammable as well.
Yeah, I might have to get a loan though.
When is this happening? So when is she arriving?
She's here already.
She's here already.
So I'll be done with work by 5. So after 5, I'll go pick her up and then we'll be leaving.
Oh, this is so exciting.
I'm so happy for you, mate. Enjoy it. And it's 3 years you haven't seen her. That's great, mate. All right. And just, you know, have fun.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for your call, man.
See you, Melvin. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Now, Chris will be back on Sunday, which is great news. Mm-hmm. And from Sunday, we're going to start this. So, you know, we've been on the hunt for a sports reporter for our show, for the station, right?
Yeah.
Someone who's knowledgeable about sports, not just football, but maybe cricket, rugby.
Basketball.
Tennis. It could be all these different sports, golf. And we're going to start doing auditions on the radio from Sunday. Mm-hmm. So how do you get through this process? We need you to upload a video right now on Instagram. Yeah. Make sure you tag Virgin Radio DXB and use the hashtag KFS Sports. Give us a little tease. Give us a sports report. Let us see what you sound like. And we could be getting you on from Sunday.
Yeah. And doesn't matter what age you are, what gender you are.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We just need you to be knowledgeable about sports. Have some fun on the radio with us. Just be our expert. So upload a video now. Make sure you tag Virgin Radio DXB and use the hashtag KFS Sports.
So it's been a couple of weeks since I was pranked down JBR. Chris put me on a billboard with OSN saying I'm Liverpool's number one fan.
Yeah.
And he put a red t-shirt on me. It was horrible.
That was epic.
Yeah, it was very good. Well done to him. But it's a two-way thing here. I've pranked him several times as well, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true. You two are always thinking of ways to get each other.
Yeah. Do you remember the sunglasses prank?
Oh, my goodness. And that took so much effort to pull off as well.
I had to order some sunglasses from China that looked exactly like the ones he lost. Have a listen to this.
This all started when Chris lost his sunglasses.
And let me tell you, let's talk about what sunglasses they were, because they were like 6,000 dirhams, I think.
Yeah, it was a splurge.
Can I tell you about these sunglasses? All right,
yeah.
Quickly. I had just gone through the divorce,
right?
And I wanted to treat myself.
Like it was an impulse buy.
It was totally an impulse buy. I treated them as good as my third child.
I mean, you love these sunglasses everywhere you went. If you look back at Chris Fade's Instagram, because I did study them, because I wanted to get an exact copy.
About 8 weeks ago, they've gone missing. And I tell you, I've turned the place upside down. I've turned my house upside down. I've turned this studio upside down.
You've accused me of taking them. You've accused Brent of taking
them. You pretty didn't like them.
You always hated them.
Used to tell me, don't ever wear them. They look disgusting.
We did not steal them, for the record.
No, but what I did do is I went to a little country called China online and got some ones that
were replicas
just for novelty use. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I got the brand manager, Nick, to wear them in the meeting in front of Chris to see if he'd noticed. It took 45 minutes!
So there we are in a big group meeting. Nick's wearing the identical pair of the glasses that I lost.
On his head.
On his head. I don't notice. And I realize now you guys were trying to make me look at his head. You kept talking about Nick.
Yeah.
You kept asking Nick to stop moving.
I was saying, your chest is very hairy, Nick, because he had the sunglasses down there. And
finally,
you still didn't look.
Yeah, finally I WhatsApp Chris, say, Chris, I think Nick has sunglasses that look like your ugly ones. Are they it?
So I look at his head instantly and I'm like, OMG, they're my glasses. The little da-da-da has nicked him. So I walk over to him, right?
Yeah.
Is this what this audio
this is?
This is
the audio, yeah. There's a video on Facebook as well. Watch it.
This is the audio of me walking over to Nick to grab my glasses.
Turn to the side. Walk that way for a second.
I got from London.
Who were they?
Oh my god.
Yeah,
I'm
Holden.
Hey, he's Chris.
I'm Holden.
Let me hold him.
No.
Yes.
So at this stage, you won't let me hold them, and he's saying, I got them from London. I said, they're mine. They're from, mine.
They're back. Where were they? Where were they? These glasses.
Where were those?
Where were they?
From London. From the sunglasses.
They're back. They're back. Where were they? Oh, I lost them forever. Where were they? Why?
I hate these sunglasses.
So I'm saying, where were they? Where were they? I look at Brent Black, who's sitting on the couch. He's like,
he's your best friend.
And he's like, this is just so sad.
He said, it makes me sad. And then you
and
thought,
I said, why does it make you sad? And then I touched the glasses.
And you realize, Chris,
they're plastic.
Yeah.
And they weren't my glasses. No,
I know what they are. They're not the real ones. They didn't look the real, but they look so real.
Have you just broke them?
They're not yours. They're not really the ones. I can tell by the weight.
Oh, my God. What have you done?
They're so expensive. How much you pay for them, Chris?
Damn. They look so legit.
Well, you can pull this one off as well. You can just wear them.
I could tell that they weren't here. They're identical to it. But, like,
it's so cheap.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, the look of disappointment on your face.
It took me on a roller coaster of emotions. I thought I found them. I was so happy.
Yeah. You have to see the video. Is it on our Facebook page, Rossi?
It's on there now.
Yeah, Virgin Radio DXB. So, so funny.
Chris Fade won. I mean, nil. Big Rossi won. Thank you.
Well done, yeah. Rossi. All right. Well done, Rossi.
It's on, mate. It's on.
Wow, Big Rossi.
See, I do prank him as well.
You do. Now, if you want to see the video of that, it is quite the throwback. Go to our stories right now on Chris Fade Show. There's a link for it there.
Time now. Hit the music, Eddie. Good morning. These stories aren't real. I'm Big Rossi, and this is the news before the news. Shawn Mendes performed at a nursery in Dubai for a class of 3-year-olds this week.
What?
After the gig, the children mobbed him and wanted an autograph, but he had this to say.
I just don't want, if I'm honest with you guys, I'm really worried about getting more sick for the show for the next couple of days, so.
So cute. Lady Gaga has quit music to move to Dubai and work in an optician's as an optometrist.
Wow.
She's working in Rivoli at Dubai Marina Mall and has raised the store's takings by 60%.
Whoa.
She's bringing in all her celeb friends to get glasses, including Ariana Grande.
Lady Gaga scratched my eye.
Oh no.
As an honor, I hope it scars.
What? I don't know what to do, so stop.
Dua Lipa has been driving illegally across the streets of Dubai.
Oh, no.
She was seen on Alain Road driving in the wrong direction after she missed the turning for Dragon Mart.
Whoa!
When the authorities pulled her over, she had this to say.
Did a full 180.
I did a full 180. It was crazy. Just thinking about the way I was. Yeah. But look at where I ended up.
Dragon Mart, that's where you ended up. I'm Big Rossi, and that was the news before the news.
Yay!
That is it for us.
We did it. High five.
Woo. Well done. Another week done. Hopefully Chris back on Sunday.
Yes, he has to be back on Sunday.
It's gotta be. Otherwise, it's ridiculous now.
Is it too much?
A full week off.
He's been sick.
Are you jealous?
You had a day off this week. You can't complain.
Yeah.
The only people allowed to complain are Eddie and I.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. But yeah, hopefully Sunday he's back anyway, and we've got some good prizes up for you guys as well.
Weekend,
pop quiz and all of that.
Weekend plans is only Rossi watching England versus Scotland, so I'm assuming your whole weekend revolves around that football
game,
right?
Yeah, going out for Liz's early birthday tomorrow.
When's her birthday's the
27th.
Okay.
But she's having an early party, I think, because there's some other things coming up later on her birthday.
Sounds dodgy. What's coming up? That sounds so dodgy.
Kids' parties and stuff.
Oh, around her birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So she's giving up her birthday weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice of her.
Yeah.
So where are you going to take her?
We're going to Brass Monkey, I think.
Oh, nice. I've
never been.
It has... Bowl. Is that the place with the bowling?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay, that's cute.
Apparently it's good, so we're going to go there and
with
have
the
some
kids?
Bowling. Without the kids.
Oh, nice. Watch out, everybody.
Yep.
It's a big weekend for Rossi. Good luck to England.
Thank you very much. What are you doing this weekend, Pretty?
This weekend is one of my friend's birthdays, so I'll be out with her, celebrating her. And that's really about it.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Chilling.
Good. Cool. Eddie?
I just bought an inflatable pool for the kids.
Oh my goodness, so that's amazing.
Gonna put it out on the balcony and then put in some water and let them splash around.
Nice.
Sounds good. Everyone have an amazing, amazing weekend. We'll be back for the Hour Power at 6.
We'll catch you later. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.